Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
I'm Wayne Tucker. Special show coming up today as Newfound Records honors listeners in Sydney and the lower Sackville, Halifax area of Nova Scotia. A whole show full of songs to do with Nova Scotia and some connection to Newfoundland as well. For instance, there's Nova Scotians singing about Newfoundland, and there's Newfoundlanders doing songs that have some connection to Nova Scotia, like this one. This is Newfoundlander Jerry Reeves with My Nova Scotia Home. The show today, Jerry Reeves. That's the name that's on the record, but the name on his birth certificate is Jerry Fromage from the Port-au-Port area of Newfoundland. He sometimes released albums under the name Jerry Reeves, and at other times Jerry Fromage. He did a few albums under that name, and we're about to hear a track from him as Jerry Fromage very soon. The song you just heard was My Nova Scotia Home, and that was composed by one of Nova Scotia's greatest celebrities ever, the singing ranger, Hank Snow. Hank was born and raised in Nova Scotia, had a challenging upbringing, moved to Nashville at age 31, and became a country music star, and I mean star. He had 85 singles on Billboard's country charts, and we're going to hear a song from the singing ranger later on in the program. The album that the instrumental version of My Nova Scotia Home was taken from was called Golden Guitar Favorites, and Jerry Reeves released that around 1972 or so, I figure. Well, coming up next on the Newfound Records Radio Hour is a duo called Finnegan. One half of that duo consisted of Newfoundlander Jimmy Flynn. He was from Marystown, Newfoundland, born there in 1946, but his parents moved to Cape Breton while Jimmy was still a youth. As time progressed, he became a musician-comedian. That was in the 1970s. He teamed up with Irishman Peter Stoney, and they formed the duo Finnegan. So let's hear a track from them. They released a few albums. The album that the song you're about to hear, Come Home to Nova Scotia, was taken from was called The Old Home Summer. The song was written by Nova Scotian singer-songwriter Al McDonald, and the album was released, I figure, around 1982. Here then, Finnegan.
Come on home to Nova Scotia. If you're from Nova Scotia, on the rocky eastern coast, if you love Nova Scotia, you'll join us in a toast. To the hills of green, the ocean's roar, friendly smiles and open doors. Come on home to Nova Scotia. So many folks have wandered from the old Atlantic home to follow dreams and fortune, you often have to roam. But something you have taken from the place you left behind, a way of life, a heritage, a warmth and peace of mind. If you're from Nova Scotia, on the rocky eastern coast, if you love Nova Scotia, you'll join us in a toast. To the hills of green, the ocean's roar, friendly smiles and open doors. Come on home to Nova Scotia. So there comes a season when every heart must yearn for childhood scenes and memories that call you to return. Come back to Nova Scotia and breathe familiar air. Come home, we'll recognize you and a welcome will be here. If you're from Nova Scotia, on the rocky eastern coast, if you love Nova Scotia, you'll join us in a toast. To the hills of green, the ocean's roar, friendly smiles and open doors. Come on home to Nova Scotia. Inverness and Aerochet, Port Hood and Guysborough too, Pictou, Spring Hill, Truro, Windsor, Bridgetown calls to you. Digby, Yarmouth, Shelburne, Lunenburg and Halifax, the Pub Nickels and Muscadavis bid you welcome back. If you're from Nova Scotia, on the rocky eastern coast, if you love Nova Scotia, you'll join us in a toast. To the hills of green, the ocean's roar, friendly smiles and open doors. Come on home to Nova Scotia. Come on home to Nova Scotia.
Hi there, this is Fergus O'Byrne, and you're listening to Newfound Records, the program that gives airtime to Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists.
I'm headed for Cape Breton, I'll soon be on my way. Cape Breton's where I wanna be, to hear them fiddles play. I'd love to hear John Orson reel and Heather on the hill. I love their island music, and I guess I'll always will. God bless you, old Cape Breton. Love to walk along your shores. Hospitality there none can compare when you walk inside the doors. Gonna have an old-time party with Scotty and his friends. I'd love to hear them fiddles play like they would never end. Tonight's the night I've waited for, to Big Pond I will go. You bet I'll wear my cap and shoes, the music's by Danjo. Tomorrow night, it's Irish Cove, you know that I will be. Alamanti left, Alamanti right, it's Theresa and Marie. And if your style is Irish, head down to Margaree. There's jigs and reels and hornpipes, it's Wilmot and McPhee. And now I'm on the ferry, headed back to Newfoundland. The piper pipes his message, friend, please come back again.
It was Jerry Fromange, also known as Jerry Reeves. Remember, he opened the show with my Nova Scotia home. Jerry Fromange from the Port-au-Port Peninsula of Newfoundland. The song you just heard him do was called Headed for Cape Breton, and Jerry wrote that one himself, taken from his album Side by Each that was released in 1981. Before Jerry Fromange, you heard Finnegan. Okay, it's time for Newfound Records to take a spell now, but do stick around, because after the break, we're heading to Halifax.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
This is CHMR 93.5 on the FM dial in St. John's, Newfoundland.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bombay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, CIOE in Lower Sackville, CAPA Radio in Sydney, and CIUT in Toronto. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you, Rosemary, and welcome back to you, or if you just tuned in, well, glad to have you aboard. A special welcome today to listeners of the program on CIUT-FM in Toronto, Ontario. That station broadcasts from the campus of the University of Toronto in downtown Toronto. So it's great to have you people with us. And next week on Newfound Records, the plan is a program about Toronto and the Toronto-Newfoundland connections. But today, we are doing that sort of thing for listeners in Nova Scotia. It was about a year ago that community station CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, began broadcasting Newfound Records. And that was a milestone. That marked the first time that the Newfound Records Radio Hour had aired on old-fashioned radio anywhere on the mainland. And that station prides itself as being the voice of East Coast music, and certainly Newfound Records is very pleased to be a part of the program of that wonderful station. The transmitter for CIOE is located in the Lower Sackville area, and it reaches right into Halifax area. It covers a population base in excess of 400,000 people, so that's not too shabby. The program there airs on Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Atlantic. And also in Nova Scotia, Sydney to be exact, Newfound Records began broadcasting there on CAPA Radio in September of last year. CAPA Radio broadcasts from the campus of Cape Breton University, and the program airs there on Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m. Atlantic. Now today on Newfound Records, we're spinning songs with Nova Scotia Newfoundland connections. That's Newfoundlanders singing Nova Scotia songs, and Nova Scotians singing Newfoundland songs, that kind of thing. And in this case, here's Newfoundlander Al Clouston with a tiny bit of stand-up comedy about a trip to Halifax.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and this is the sort of thing that people in Newfoundland are like. They come out with the most unusual things. I was talking to Grace Sparks last week, and Grace comes from the Southwest Coast. She said a friend of hers one time went to Halifax. And she says, "This is true, Uncle Al," said it. And when he got over there, he's visiting his daughter. He got very ill, and he died. And the mortician got a hold of him, made a great job, made him look great, you know. Brought him back, they shipped him down the Southwest Coast, and they opened him up for the wake. Well, the people were going around saying how well he looked, what a great fellow he was, great corpse he was. And a friend of the family came in, and he had to go in and see this wonderful thing. He came in and looked down at the corpse. "My, my," he said, "trip to Halifax didn't go it."
Late spring, the trees have turned green, there's sheep on the hillside, and birds on the wing. And over my shoulder, the last time I'm seeing the old house all weathered and gray. We talked till three, Father and me, and the fiddle tunes flowed like the clear Marguerite. Never forget who you are, son, said he, as I followed my brothers away. Now I'm headed for Halifax to see what's to spare in the way of some work. And if there's nothing there, it's Toronto or west, to God only knows where. But there's bound to be friends from back home. One thing I know, wherever I go, my heart's in Cape Breton, it will always be so. Whenever a fiddler rosins the bow, my first and last thoughts are to home. Now I'm heading for Halifax to see what's to spare in the way of some work. And if there's nothing there, it's Toronto or west, to God only knows where. But there's bound to be friends from back home. One thing I know, wherever I go, my heart's in Cape Breton, it will always be so. Whenever a fiddler rosins the bow, my first and last thoughts are to home. My first and last thoughts are to home.
Lovely ballad there, song about a Cape Bretoner leaving home, hoping to find work in Halifax. That was Finnegan once again, and we heard them earlier in the show. At that time, they were doing a song that was composed by Al MacDonald, and Al MacDonald also wrote that particular number, which was called Heading to Halifax, once again taken from the album The Old Home Summer, released around 1982. Before Finnegan, you heard Al Clouston, a little piece of comedy taken from Al Clouston's album Proper Thing, released on the RCA label in 1977. That album, by the way, was recorded at the Anglican Church Hall in Lewisport, Newfoundland. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Next up, Tragedy in Halifax Harbour. And this year, 2017, marks the 100th anniversary of the largest human-made explosion prior to the detonation of the first atomic bombs in 1945. Wow. 2,000 people died, and 9,000 were maimed or blinded, and more than 25,000 were left without adequate shelter. Two ships collided in the Halifax harbor, one of them a munition ship loaded with explosives bound for the battlefields of the First World War. The result? The north end of Halifax was wiped out by the blast and subsequent tsunami. From 1982, this is Margot St. John, Halifax Explosion.
On a cold December morning in 1917, the French ship named Mont Blanc built up ahead of steam. She started down the harbor. She was Bedford Basin bound to join the Allied convoy or the ocean bound. Oh, cruel, cruel morning, what did you have in store? That ship in Halifax Harbor was only
Her cargo was explosives. She flew no flag to warn that death was her companion and hell would be reborn. The longship called the Emo started down the stream. She came from Bedford Basin, moving fast and clear and clean. She sailed into the Narrows and blew her whistle strong, but the French ship kept on coming. Oh God, what could go wrong? Then both ships saw the danger and swung their vessels around, but the Emo struck the Frenchman with a loud and crashing sound. The Mont Blanc then exploded, no blast could compare, except at Hiroshima, where the atoms split the air. Oh, cruel, cruel morning, what did you have in store? That ship in Halifax Harbor was only meant for war. Her cargo was explosives, she blew no flag to warn. Dartmouth now needed to be strong. The lame, the sick, the helpless needed more supplies. America sent them aid in the hope of saving lives. Oh, cruel, cruel morning, what did you have in store? That ship in Halifax Harbor was only meant for war. Her cargo was explosives, no flag to warn. That death was her companion, and hell would be reborn.
Hi, I'm Derek Pelley, and you're listening to Newfound Records on CHMR 93.5 FM, campus and community radio in St. John's, Newfoundland.
In the town of Lunenburg down Nova Scotia way, in 1921 on a windy day, a sailing ship was born, Blue Nose was her name. Will we ever see her kind again?
Blue Nose, the ocean knows her name. Sailors know how proud a ship was she. Blue Nose, leaning in the wind, racing every wave of the sea.
Our sails were snowy white, they strained against the mast. The spray blew high as she went rolling past. And from the very first, though Blue Nose liked to run, she liked the smell of sea and the sun.
Blue Nose, the ocean knows her name. Sailors know how proud a ship was she. Blue Nose, leaning in the wind, raising every wave of the sea.
For 25 long years she ruled the northern seas, racing like a queen on the tide. Then on the Caribbean, one dark and stormy night, she ran into a reef and died.
Blue Nose, the ocean knows her name. Sailors know how proud a ship was she. Blue Nose, leading in the wind, racing every wave of the sea.
Now just the other day, down Nova Scotia way, in Lunenburg they christened the ship. Just like the old Blue Nose, to the very name, the Blue Nose lives and sails again.
Blue Nose, the ocean knows her name. Sailors know how proud a ship was she. Blue Nose, leaning in the wind, racing every wave of the sea. Blue Nose, the ocean knows her name. Sailors know how proud a ship was she.
in the wind, racing every wave of the sea, racing every wave of the sea.
That was Ryan's Fancy, with a song there telling the story of the sailboat that's on the Canadian dime, the famous fishing and racing schooner, the Blue Nose. And the song you just heard was composed by David A. Martins from the album entitled A Time with Ryan's Fancy, released in 1989 on the Boot label. Ryan's Fancy were a very popular band throughout the Maritimes and Newfoundland as well, especially in the 1970s and on through the early 80s. Had a huge fan base all over the Atlantic provinces. Great group they were. Before Ryan's Fancy, you heard Margot St. John with the ballad The Halifax Explosion, and that was written by Joan Horwood and Christine Brown. Margot actually recorded this in 1982, but it wasn't released in any form. It wasn't released on vinyl in the 1982. It wasn't released until 2012, that's 30 years later, on a compact disc, and a wonderful compact disc is as well. The compact disc is entitled Death on the Ice, which is one of the songs from the CD. And if you're a regular listener to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, you know that song Death on the Ice, which was released in vinyl in the early 1980s, by the way, that one particular song. And it is one of my absolute all-time favorites of Newfoundland and Labrador music. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm Wayne Tucker, and now a folk trio in the Kingston Trio tradition, I would think. Tom, Jim, and Garth. They were also known as the Scotians, and I would have to assume that they were from Nova Scotia. There must have been some Nova Scotia connection. I know that at least one of the members, Tom Powers, he was a native Haligonian. Now, the other two, Jim Sampson and Garth Trenham, I don't know anything about them, actually. The group was best known, I think, for their song Come Home Newfoundlander, and that was released in Newfoundland's Come Home Year, 1966, and that became an unofficial anthem for Come Home Year. Every time you turn on the radio, 1966, it seemed, you'd hear the Scotians doing Come Home Newfoundlander. Well, the following year, they released their second LP, and that LP contained all songs in Newfoundland, and that's what they call the album, Songs in Newfoundland. Mostly they were well-known songs that were taken from the Gerald S. Doyle songbooks. From that LP right now, here's one of my favorites, and one you don't hear too often. It's the nostalgic tune called Long, Long Ago.
Now a barber shop was once a place where men would congregate, but that was long, long ago, long, long ago. When women didn't occupy the chairs and make men wait, but that was long, long ago, long, long ago. Each evening we would sit around the oil stove in the rear, while the barber told some stories, I remember them quite clear. But I know I'd be arrested if I told these stories now, but that was long, long ago, long, long ago. Day at the races was a day when men could have a time, but that was long, long ago, long, long ago. Where you could go into any tent and get your beer and wine, but that was long, long ago, long, long ago. For no one ever said a word to you from morn till night. The policemen were quite busy, most of them were out of sight. There I danced to Johnny Dennis band and feeling rather tight, but that was long, long ago, long, long ago. We always got a gab of flippers free, but that was long, long ago, long, long ago. But now we pay $12 if the merry one for tea, but that was long, long ago, long, long ago. Each evening we would go aboard the Neptune or the Kite and get hired off in lasses for a shot of black and white and steer our course a long, long ways with spirits fine and light, but that was long, long ago, long, long ago. Long, long ago, long, long ago.
That was the Scotians, Tom, Jim, and Garth with Long, Long Ago. Well, it's time for another break, but do hang around. Still to come, Stan Rogers, Hank Snow, Dick Nolan, and more.
Hey, Jill Power here. Make sure you tune in for my morning show every Monday morning from 8 to 9:30, where I'll get your week started out right on your favorite radio station, 93.5 CHMR FM.
And now for a public service announcement. On Sunday, January 29th, Newfoundland and Labrador's rock and roll pioneers will be holding Tribute Jam 2017 at the Old Mill on Brookfield Road in St. John's. The event runs from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. and is open to the general public 19 years of age and older. Admission is a cash donation with proceeds going to the food bank. All musicians are welcome. Just bring your guitars. PA, drums and keyboards and everything else will be provided. Musicians from the 50s, 60s and 70s will take the stage in a freestyle jam session to salute bandmates who are gone but not forgotten. Drop by and say hello to your local rock and roll heroes and relive the music of your misspent youth. That's Sunday, January 29th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Old Mill on Brookfield Road.
Hi, I'm J. Terry Hines, and you're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, Labrador.
Forgive me, girl, if I'd seem to stay.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the St. John's campus of Memorial University. Be sure you check out the program's website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca, and there you can listen to the most recent programs whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your emails to Wayne at newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you, Rosemary. Newfound Records will now continue with songs that have some kind of a Newfoundland, Nova Scotia connection. Next one is by Stan Rogers. Stan's ancestral roots were in the Maritimes, although he was born in Ontario. He is considered by many to be Canada's finest singer-songwriter. Unfortunately, he died tragically in a fire aboard an airplane back in 1983. But he's still remembered. There's an annual Stanfest Folk Festival, which is held in Cancel, Nova Scotia, every year. And this year it's a three-day event running from June 30th to July 2nd. So here he is, Stan Rogers, singing the Newfoundland folk song, Cliffs of Bacaloo.
We were bound home in October from the shores of Labrador, trying to head a strong nor'easter and snow too. But the wind swept down upon us, and the day was dark as night, just before we made the land at Bacaloo. Now we tried to clear the island as we brought her further south, but the wind from out the nor'east stronger blew. Till our lookout soon he shouted, and there lay dead ahead, through a snow squall loomed the rocks at Bacaloo. But it was hard down by the tiller as we struggled with the sheets, trying our best to haul them in a foot or two. Till our deck so sharply tilted, we could barely keep our feet as we struggled on the rocks at Bacaloo. Now the combers beat her under, and I thought she ne'er would rise, and her main boom, it was bending 9-2. With her lee rails 2 foot under, three hands upon the wheel. Sure we haul her from the rocks at Bapaloo. Leeward was the island, to windward was the shore, and that blinding sleet could cut you through and through. But our hearts were beating gladly, for no longer could we gaze down to leeward at the rocks of Bapaloo. Down to leeward at the rocks of Bapaloo.
Are the lovely vocals of Stan Rogers on the Newfoundland folk song Cliffs of Bacaloo, composed by Jack Withers. That came from Stan's album For the Family, released in 1983. Next up, the singing ranger, Hank Snow, and I talked about him a little bit earlier. He was born in Nova Scotia, moved to Nashville at age 31 years, and the rest is history. He recorded 140 albums, 140 of them, wow. And as I said earlier, he charted more than 85 singles on the Billboard country charts between the years 1950 and 1980. Hank Snow is best known for his number one hits like I'm Movin' On and The Golden Rocket. And I believe he wrote both of those himself. You're about to hear him sing the Newfoundland folk song, The Squidjigging Ground. And here is Hank, and he's going to introduce that song for you himself.
This is Hank Snow. I proudly dedicate this song to all you wonderful fishermen that I sailed with many years ago. On the Quirrell Banks, on the Western Banks, and on the Grand Banks of Newfoundland. Squidjigging Ground. Oh, this is the place where the fishermen gather in oilskins and boots and a cape and's batten down. All sizes, all figures, with squid lines and jiggers, they congregate here on the squid-jigging ground. Some out working their jiggers, while others are yarning. There's some standing up and there's more lying down. While all kinds of fun jokes and tricks are begun as they wait for the squid on the squid-jigging ground. There's men of all ages and boys in the bargain. There's old Billy Cave and there's young Raymond Brown. There's a Red Rat and Tory out here in the dory, running down squires on the squid-jigging ground. There's men from the harbor, there's men from the tickle, in all kinds of motor boats, green, gray, and brown. Right yonder is Bobby and with him is Nobby. He's chawing hardtack on the squid-jigging ground. God bless my sou'wester, there's Skipper John Chiappy. He's the best hand at squid-jigging, here I'll be bound. Hello, what's the row? Why, he's jigging one now, the very first squid on the squid-jigging ground. The man with the whisker is old Jacob Steele. He's getting well up, but he's still pretty sound. While Uncle Bob Hawkins wears six pair of stockings whenever he's out on the squid-jigging ground. Holy smoke, what a scuffle, all hands are excited. It's a wonder to me that there's nobody drowned. There's a bustle, confusion, a wonderful hustle. They're all jigging squid on the squid-jigging ground. Says Bobby, the squids are on top of the water. I just got me jiggers about one fathom down. But a squid in the boat's curled right down his throat, and he's swearing like mad on the squid-jigging ground. There's poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered with spots of the squid juice that's flying around. One poor little boy got it right in the eye, but they don't give a darn on the squid chicken ground. Now if ever you feel inclined to go squid, then leave your white collars behind in the town. And if you get cranky without your silk hanky, you'd better steer clear of the squid chicken ground.
Giving airtime to Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists, the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
Piper Donald John McPherson volunteered for overseas with a plaid of the McPhersons gaily swinging around his knees. On farewell leave from Halifax, he marched along the shore, and his parents went to meet him by the waters of Bredor. Piper Donald John McPherson at the closing of the day marched down to the little steamer that would take him on his way. He played the Scottish melodies till he reached the other shore, and he walked toward the sunset from the waters of Bredor. Well, he wrote to them from England, told of places he had seen. He had been to London Castle and had played before the Queen. He had been to bonnie Scotland, all along the English shore. He saw nothing like the maples by the waters of Bredor. Mother dear, I've been promoted, I'm a sergeant major now, and I wear a blue Glengarry with a badge upon my brow. Sometimes in dreams I see you standing by the cabin door, while my father plays the bagpipes by the waters of Bredor. Then one day there came a letter, and this is how it read. Piper Donald John McPherson killed in action, so it read. Kindly friends and neighbors gathered in the cabin by the shore, and they heard the last pulse sounding o'er the waters of Bredor. Now there's a piper on the hillside at the closing of the day. You can hear his stirring music as the sunset fades away. You can see him through the maples as he marches to the shore, and he enters in the cabin by the waters of Bredor. Mother dear, I've been promoted, I'm a sergeant major now, and I wear a blue Glengarry with a badge upon my brow. Sometimes in dreams I see you standing by the cabin door, while my father plays the bagpipes by the waters of Bredor.
Composed by Charlie McKinnon and Lillian Crewe Walsh, a song that recounted the death in Europe during World War II of Major Donald John McPherson. He was from the Bredor area of Cape Breton. The song was called Ghost of Bredor, and you know who's singing that, surely. Dick Nolan. They're taken from his album of the same name, released in 1975. Before Dick Nolan, you heard Hank Snow, and that is quite a winning combination. And how do you follow up Dick Nolan and Hank Snow? Well, how about another Dick Nolan song? Here is Dick again, a track from his LP Welcome Aboard, released in 1984. Song composed by Cape Breton's Alistair McGilvery. You've heard of the miners who tunneled for gold. The tale of their valor has often been told. But there's one class of hero that's misunderstood, the lads who mine silver in the Cape Breton woods. Cape Breton Silver, Dick Nolan on the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
Well, you've heard of the miners who tunnel for coal. The tale of their valor has often been told. But there's one class of hero that's misunderstood, the lads who mine silver in the Cape Breton woods. Sing hurrah! And hurrah for the pure and the sweet, the Cape Breton silver, again I repeat, it's hurrah. And hurrah for the magic it's done,
the pride of our island and second to none. Now the weather is clear, so the cans and the coils are brought to the woods for the sweetest of toils. And the slow drop of silver is likened in worth to the smile of a child at the instant of birth. Sing hurrah and hurrah for the pure and the sweet, the Cape Breton silver. Again I repeat, it's hurrah and hurrah for the magic it's done, the pride of our island and second to none. Now the RCMP for persistence are known. They won't leave the poor silver miner alone. But he still plies his trade for the good of us all, and shames the old grog shop and the big Sobeys mall. Sing hurrah and hurrah for the pure and the sweet, the Cape Breton silver. Again I repeat, it's hurrah and hurrah for the magic it's done, the pride of our island and second to none. Now the story goes round of a man with a pack of 10 pounds of sugar piled high on his back. When taken to court, well, he asked the old judge, since when can a guy make a wee bit of fudge? Sing hurrah and hurrah for the pure and the sweet, the Cape Breton silver. Again I repeat, it's hurrah and hurrah for the magic it's done, the pride of our island and second to none. So take my advice when the future gets rough, don't settle for watered down imported stuff. Do your province a favor and have lots of fun, support the home industry, that's number one. Sing hurrah and hurrah for the pure and the sweet, the Cape Breton silver. Again I repeat, it's hurrah and hurrah for the magic it's done, the pride of our island and second to none. Sing hurrah and hurrah for the pure and the sweet, the Cape Breton silver. Again I repeat, it's hurrah and hurrah for the magic it's done.
And that was Dick Nolan. Dick was very popular throughout Nova Scotia and the other Atlantic provinces, especially in his heyday in the 1970s, and before that as well in the 1960s and on to the 80s. This is Newfound Records. My name is Wayne Tucker, and now for another Alistair McGilvery composition. The singer this time is Newfoundland-born Terry Kelly, and at an early age he made his home in Nova Scotia. The song you're going to hear is taken from Terry's album On the Move, released in 1984. This is a really beautiful song. It's called Song for the Myra. Out on the Myra, the people are kind. They'll treat you to homebrew and help you unwind. And if you come home broken, they'll see that you mend. I wish I was with them again.
Thank you. This is a song from Alistair McGilvery, and I thought it's only right and proper that we do this tune once again.
Out on the Myra, warm afternoons, old men are out fishing with black line on spoon. And if they catch nothing, they never complain, and I would say I was with them again. The boys in their boats call to girls on the shore, teasing the ones that they dearly adore. And into the evening the courting begins, and I would say I was with them again.
Sing it if you don't hear now.
Can you imagine the peace of the universe, more fit for princes and kings?
That's nice.
I trade to ten of your cities for Marian Bridge and the pleasure it brings. Out on the Myra on soft summer nights when bonfires blaze to the children's delight. They dance round the flames singing songs with their friends, and I wish I was with them again. And over the ashes stories are told of jays and werewolves and Oak Island ghouls. And the stars in the river, they sparkle and spin, and I was with them again. Can you imagine the peace of the universe, more fit for princes and kings?
More voices now.
I trade you ten of your cities for Marian Bridge and the pleasure it brings. Out on the Myra, the people are kind and they'll treat you to homebrew and they'll help you unwind. And if you come broken, well, they'll see that you mend, and I wish I was with them again. Now I conclude with this. I wish you go well, sweet be your dreams, may your happiness swell. I leave now, my journey begins, and I was with them. I'm going to go with them. I need you to go with them again.
That was Terry Kelly from his album On the Move, released in 1984, the very beautiful Song for the Myra. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And next, a song written by a man who actually grew up on the prairies. His name was Eric Edwards, but he also was known as Albertus Slim. Now, Albertus Slim, way back in 1948, had been playing the Apple Blossom Festival in the Annapolis Valley. He was singing and performing there with his trick horse. The horse was called Kitten. Albertus Slim fell in love with the Annapolis Valley at that time. He was there when the apple blossoms were in bloom. He couldn't get to sleep in his hotel room, so he wrote a song. And you're about to hear that song right now. It's going to be sung by a band that was made up of a mix of Newfoundlanders and Americans who were living in Newfoundland at the time, the late 1950s. The band was called the Dipsy Doodlers, and the song is from their only LP, simply called The Dipsy Doodlers, that was released way back in 1959. Here then, Cy Brown, Joe English, Brian Johnson, Danny Bohannon, Don Randall, and Doug Mayer with Albertus Slim's When It's Apple Blossom Time in Annapolis Valley.
There's a valley leading down from the great Atlantic to the westward, where all beauty can be found. Many years I lived amongst the glorious founder, and unto the world I wish this message known. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify, when it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hands have made a land of paradise. Thank you.
Annapolis Valley. It's a little dream home nestled among the hills. Silvery moonbeams dance across the golden blossom. It brings back fondest memories to me. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hands has made a land of paradise.
Well, time's up for this week. I'm Wayne Tucker. I hope you enjoyed the show today and that you'll tune in again next week. Taking us out, Balv O'Donnell with Cape Breton Lullaby. Until next week, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
There it is.